Blog Talk Radio.
I told myself I was okay with my moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis symptoms.
With my psoriatic arthritis symptoms. But just okay isn't okay.
And I was done settling.
If you still have symptoms after a TNF blocker like Humira or Enbrel, Rinvoq is different and may help. Rinvoq is a once-daily pill that can dramatically relieve RA and PSA symptoms, including fatigue for some. It can stop joint damage, and in PSA, can leave skin clear or almost clear.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, serious infections and blood clots, some fatal, cancers including lymphoma and skin cancer, death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred. People 50 and older with at least one heart disease risk factor have higher risks. Don't take if allergic to Rinvoq, as serious reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you are or may become pregnant.
Done settling?
Ask your rheumatologist for Rinvoq.
And take back what's yours.
Learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Kill you on tape, then watch it over a beer. Cause you ain't nothing but a movie with expensive footage. That's the reason they gon' leave you with expensive bullets. Ain't none of y'all better than Locks. Have all of y'all dressed up in a suit, dead in a box. Me and my niggas get redder than Fox. And I don't care if I love you, I still want head in the drop. Niggas running around talking that Y2K shit. Crackheads is still gon' want that gray shit. That's why I'ma always cop the yay quick. So I suggest all of y'all stay off J Dick. Too hard for MTV, not black enough for BET. Just let me be, give me all my royalty money and let me read. And I'ma have O's for six and half for three.
Rough Rider, don't get it twisted, y'all.
So like Point Break with a mask on with the president's face. Clear my space when Big Sheet crashed the boards. Y'all ain't just Mark niggas, y'all hallmark niggas. With all that soft ass writing, might as well be in cars. You don't gamble with your life when I launch these torpedoes that'll shoot the crap out your ass at Foxwood casinos. Just me and my Gambinos, drunk as fuck. Went to Time parking lot, DVD in the truck. I've been drunk most of my life, don't ask me why. Through ninth grade, I ain't go to high school, I went to school high. And I don't care what y'all got, that shit don't excite me. I'm black and deadly and my burner just like me. And I'm quick to stick one of y'all on tour at the Sheridan. See what's yours can be mine without inheriting. Give up your chains and them little diamonds in your ear. Is it worth your family crying and the doctor yelling clear? Huh?
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
I knew heaven had a ghetto that was sweeter than here. You know the peer pack a bag and just leave next year. But I got a son to raise, so I'ma stay in this hell. And I got a gun to blaze if you play with the L. Dot O, dot X, dot at the end. We the niggas that's gon' leave with the pot at the end. Never too young to die or too old to live. Ain't it hard to bust your gun, go home and mold your kid? I'ma shame myself crack, but I'ma ride for the moment. Know the consequence, I'ma die with the omen. Two is better than one, three is a lot. Key in the pot, key in the drop, key to the top. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to rap.
three and the one, seeing the gun and using the dog. Doping the six, poking the five, reading the four. The ice is for my niggas, but the heat is for y'all.
Rough Rider, don't get it twisted, y'all.
DJ in the land, the legend. Brother O, thank you for that track. Shout out to New York, man. Shout out. Excuse me. My cat just slid across the table. It's a lot going on tonight. Welcome to the season show. With my cat sliding across the table. Yo, the planet is lit, or whatever you call this. Welcome to the season show, honey. It's going to be an interesting season show tonight. I tell you that right now, honey. I don't know whether you should stay on or not, but hopefully you can get the message as I balance these energies going on tonight, man. Yo, honor to everybody. Honor to your DNA. Honor to your heart. It's going to be a real interesting tonight. I heard it's an eclipse tonight. I actually believe that. I believe a lot of things, as in the believing within the knowing belief, not all of this other stuff, man. Yo, shout out to me, man. First of all, 5 years speaking on this platform, I want to say honor to myself. Honor to myself on this day, in this present now, in this present breath. I want to give thanks to the one, to the light within me. I want to give thanks to my heart as I go into the topic tonight, stillness. Stillness. Well, I guess maybe I might not be doing all that yelling and cussing, right? Yeah, right. Just get the message for those who have the ear to hear. Stillness, stillness. Honor to the children of the world. Whew, speaking of children, Thank you, Yashi. Christine Power is broadcasting on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Nazi Time Multimedia. So feel free to call in, y'all. Come on, y'all. Call in, family alike. Even if you ain't my family, call in, honey. Talk about stillness. Stillness. Because maybe your voice can ignite someone else, even if you ain't mean to. Well, ignite me. Let me use me. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm growing with you. So tonight's topic, and again, let me say this again, honor to the children of the world. And speaking of children in the topic of stillness, I'm speaking for a generation not even here yet. I'm speaking to the unborn right now inside of the women's womb across the surface, honey. I'm speaking to the unborn. They can hear me. So the unborn and to those who will come into flesh and blood, we are all one. Even those who are not in flesh and blood are one with us and can hear me in saying that because I got it like that. Anyway, and I'm not the only one. Everybody have it like that as far as the connection to those who are in flesh and those who are in flesh, honey. Quiet is kept. So when it comes to children, speaking to the unborn who can hear me, who have full remembrance of why I'm going to speak this message in the section of children, the unborn, and those who are preparing to come into the body, because see, me coming from the future, you'll grasp that in another body, but me coming from the future, there's a remembrance that's taking place with those who didn't come into the body. So I want to honor them right now. And those who are unborn, when it comes to stillness, Even the pregnant woman needs stillness, the unborn stillness, honey. Mm. Every child that is walking in flesh is good, whether they in school or not, to have a sense of stillness, especially children who are given away 5 days a week and have to come back to their facility or place of residency. Those children need stillness. A lot of children, because you can kick them out 5 days a week, a lot of children, it'd be good if they had stillness before they go into their class with all them crazy-ass children, honey, that come from these toxic-ass homes and these parents who don't have time to nurture the children, to ask the children every day about their imagination, to ask their children to express the soul self inside of them, to ask the children to express how they feel. You see what I'm saying? So in saying that, children, even to the unborn, stillness, to those who can hear me outside this atmosphere who are preparing to come into the flesh. Remember, baby, stillness as you come into this physical plane, baby. Stillness. For it is my duty to not only to speak to those in flesh, but to speak to those who are not in flesh, because there is no separation with my duties in flesh. Plus, there's a lot of me's outside of flesh that connect with all of the ones who will come into the flesh. So I work with many of those who are preparing right now to come into the flesh, because there's another me, then there's another me, then there's another me, and there's another me, and there's another me, literally that many me's plus a few more. So stillness is important for me to remember how many me's are outside this atmosphere. Uh-oh, I spit two children. One came out of my ass. One came out of my stomach, right? Because I gave birth to the prophecy of a new world. So a child like that cannot come through the pussy. A child like that can't come through the vagina. A child like that can't come through what them chicks in the back be saying, through the yoni. Whatever word floats your boat, huh? Because when you give birth to a prophecy, for the child is within the womb, so the child is called to come out of the womb, not the pussy, honey. Don't look at me funny because I said pussy like the word don't exist. That's the bullshit to why this world can't even sit still or get the stillness, because it's shit like that. Huh? Stillness. The children need stillness. Stillness, so that children, let me remind you, children should be able to hear their spirit every day, because not mother and father is the GPS, for one spirit is one GPS. To have an effective, purpose-driven life on behalf of the soul fragments embodied into your ass. So children need stillness. Children need stillness from their fucking mother's mouth. I can't even hear a mouse piss on cotton right now, motherfucker. Huh? Children need stillness from their mother's mouth. Her mouth. Until we continue growing into a maturity of our spirituality within, I said within. Children need stillness from their mother's mouth, because the only thing in the mother's fucking head is somebody else's thoughts. Most of what's in a female's head in America alone is not her natural thoughts. Huh? That's not her. That's not her heart. It's called operational mind. Fuck. You know your little Bible and your little Christian family that say, don't be of the world, be in the world. I'm not of the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same shit. Huh? So a child needs stillness from their mother's mouth, because we just woke up 5 minutes ago. Most of the mothers in North America alone have no stillness. But no right or wrong, I'm spitting into the grid. It's personal, but thank you for listening. Stillness. All of this, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's a contract. That's a chip in your ass. That's a virus. The I don't know, especially y'all in tune with your Ashe and all your little gods and goddesses and this Orisha stuff. All you need. Stillness and all of this I don't know shit, not understanding due to the lack of stillness, especially a woman. Most women in America alone can't shut the fuck up in our own home with her children. We have a lot of psychological issues and you live inside a computer. Mind you, most of your thoughts ain't even yours. Someone gave them to you, or you developed them through what? Your mother and your father, your grandmother. Our world is changing, and stillness is very important. Please feel free to call in. Brother, oh, we got a track coming, boo. Excuse me, brother.
Y'all would think y'all was jinx with a month of bad luck. I'm that hunting motherfucker and guess who the jock? I'm oh. Hellman, you daffy like the loony cartoon. But this ain't no cartoon, my bullets clear out the room. I said, boy, try and learn the fundamentals here, son. Like a rooster and a chicken hawk, I teach about a gun. I place my money on one, I pull it out to run. I wave it in front of your son and both y'all is done. Blast! For God's sakes, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million? Must I wave it at your children? Run up in your building and go straight for the bank? Got the coast of red wrapped at the bottom of the tank? I know those tricks. Your supply is popping them. I know those dicks. Give me those bricks. Now wild out, nigga.
Wild out. Take one slug to get y'all both. Motherfucker, I'ma make sure I hit y'all close. And whoever's left guaranteed he getting it all. Cause his ass coulda ran when I was licking at y'all. I get rap money, plus I'm in the hood with dimes. And I ain't got no felonies, I'm good with crimes. Not all that with max, but I'm good with nine. Great with eight, nigga, I eat your face. And I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I used to cop so heavy that the block got mad. The niggas start calling up the cops like calves. My 16s make niggas go to they dorm. Lock in and work out, then come out in the morning. Wild out and blow a just cause it's boring. Wild out, nigga.
Wild out.
Bring your ice to hell, y'all fuck around. This album, I'll do life in jail. And if you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You hate a nigga, gonna kill him while he taking a shit. So when the cops come and get him, he'll be making him sick. So they can feel how I feel, I had a probable cause. You know the shit that happens, you don't follow the boss. Follow the rules, kids get followed to school. And the sub niggas ball your boo. Target practice was a horrible view. It's fucked up what tomorrow could do. And these niggas feel sorry for who? So we put you in the dirt, we ain't parting with you. Wild out, niggas.
Wild out. You better back up, dawg. Wild out. Everybody, yo. a chick, and she with you, fuck that.
Voila.
Money making plenty of them. You hear that?
LOX.
LOX.
We here.
We here.
Yo, man. Oh, brother. Oh, shout out to New York. Shout out to the Locks again. Welcome to the Season Show again. Airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Please feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Nazi Time Multimedia. So, speaking of stillness, and I'm going to just go with the flow of mine. As a reminder, as I put into the grid for myself, I was speaking about stillness, especially with women, but it's a calling for the whole world. The poor babies, the fucking children, man. The mothers wake them up out their sleep. Now, my generation, I'm 44, yo. My generation and down, these mothers can't get up without rushing these children. You know what I'm saying? Waking them up out of their sleep. That right there is fucking up their goddamn development. The mothers ain't walking the children through no stages of their development or nothing. They be online and click on other people's thoughts more than their own children. And this play a part while I'm talking about stillness. Your children being waking up out of the school to get the fuck rid of them, to go into a dungeon called the education system, which gives you no responsibility, no accountability. That's a broken people, period. This is a denial. Come on, man. I'm too heavy for the people to agree with me. Cut it out. You'll read about this in the next life and you'll grasp it. Stop it. Nigga, I'm fucking fire. You gotta be kidding me. I cracked the fucking cells in your ass with my message. Period. Nigga. Stillness. Children, your children, your grandchildren talking about leaving something for somebody. Please, you're gonna leave everybody a fucking headache. The children have no peace in America. Their parents wake them up to kick them out. I'm not here to speak a message that you will agree with. You have already been programmed. Are you kidding me? This is revelations. So welcome to it. I'm supposed to speak what you ain't heard before. You fucking kidding me? Please. Didn't your Bible tell you so? Didn't the Jesus guy say we was going to do greater works? Oh, Lord. That nigga said, don't look to me, look to the Son. And then the Son is where you will find your stillness until I blow it the fuck up. That's why in your little Bible, and say the sun will never shine again. You damn right. The old heavens has passed away. You came from an old heaven. Why would we send you back to the same shit when even in your Bible it's talking about the wars? You can see them now. If you can pray, you can see. into the heavens. Fucking kidding me? If you can pray to something that you believe is in the digital sky, then you can see what you praying to. I thought God was almighty. And it made you to the people who think like this. So within your stillness, let me remind you, like the book of Exodus, right? You know how we like to pick out shit, right? Well, let me pick out some shit. Why not? Referring to stillness. Exodus tell you not to be taught by philosophers. That means don't go to school. Exodus tell you that the church is foolish. This is why all this shit is happening in the church. Fucking kids. Pastor's been fucking half the holes on the front row seat. Fucking stupid Jesus. That shit is real, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Everything in that Bible was happening. We ain't talking to you fools in the back who think you came in the spirituality and you don't care about the Bible. You want to throw the Bible. Nobody's talking to you. Because you niggas got more chicks than the Christian family 10 lifetimes ago. Fuck out of here, these Ashe motherfuckers. So just pointing out things that do refer back to stillness. Children not having no peace in the morning, that's impossible. We ain't even designed for people to be waking us up out of our sleep in the morning. The body has its own mechanism for the body to get up. That's why when your ass is tired, you got to lay down or you pass out. That's dangerous. Please, same shit. And this is why the evidence of this world, what's happening in the schools, we cannot, no, the people can do what they want to do, but in my message, the justifications don't work. This thing gets deep, deep into the soul. The same way the people want to pray, that's your soul involved in that, man. So I'm speaking from the soul, whether you agree or not, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about niggas who agree with me. Nigga, this shit is personal, why I came in the flesh to say this shit, period. Thank you for listening. However long you can survive my shit. That's what you get for clicking on. Get the fuck out of here. Did your spirit tell you to click on? So in saying that, breaking down little pieces of the Bible, it all refers to stillness, to why our lives are in chaos. Children need stillness before they get kicked out their house every day. They need to be speaking life in the mirror. Fine, they in school, they in school. All meant to be, whatever. My nigga babies was in school too when I was a fool, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You're right. When I'm carnal, I gave my kids away 5 days a week because I'm carnal, nigga. My heart speak a different language. It's the same language that everybody else has. Get the fuck out of here. So in saying that, that's something else, man. That's something else, man. The stillness. Before children leave out of their home, before they go fucking around, fucking with other children in the school. Children should be speaking in the mirror or speaking to themselves every day before they walk out into the world. You know what I'm saying? Speaking life, speaking the praise of their foundation, of their bloodline, speaking the perfection that they see in the mirror where there's no mistakes. Speaking about the glory within them, honey, the high vibrations, the benevolence. Woo. Big brother, oh, big brother, oh, big brother, oh. Honey, let's go.
First of all, you know, this young lady's been through a lot in the last year. You know, I hope you guys really, really, you know, we can curse on the show, right? Hope you guys really fucking care about Christine. And if you do fucking care, 516-453-9133. Press 1. All you guys out there on Facebook listening and looking and shit. Stop looking and call in. You know what I'm saying? Support your girl, man, because I'm about to give my tribute to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, you ready for this tribute, man, by the locks? No question. Let's get it.
Learned a lot of lessons in my life. Never shoot a large caliber man with a small caliber bullet. Drive all kinds of trucks. 2x, 4x, 6x. Those big motherfuckers that bend and go when you step on the brake. Anything in life worth doing is worth overdoing. Moderation's for cowards. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter.
I'm a UDT driver. I'll wine, dine, intertwine, then sneak out the back door when the refueling is done. So if you're feeling froggy, then you better jump,
yeah,
because this frogman's been there, done that, and is going back for more. Cheers, boys.
Yeah. Daisy. Filthy ain't I, innocent but born a thug. My society placed priority on a drug. Half a kilo, nervous looking out the peephole. Project buildings, buzzing the wrong niggas in. 38 revolver, hoping I don't have to touch it. Toilet seat up, hoping I don't have to flush it. Brown liquor pocket full of big bills. TAC in the trippy stick, bitch nigga. You now listening to a rich nigga. And still I let the hammer off. Lloyd couldn't beat it, my niggas is up north.
No doubt.
Higher than a motherfucker. You ain't with it no more, I might have to fuck her.
Okay.
I'm sorry in the morning, nigga. But you wasn't really my nigga. Diamonds in that Nordia. Jet lag, I just landed in LaGuardia. Talk shit, my niggas is gon' body ya.
One call, shooters coming in a hurry for me.
Yep.
I ain't tripping, hating coming with the territory.
Yeah.
Put niggas in the ground, get them buried for me. When you accustomed to winning, then it's forever glory. Yeah, nobody could cover for me.
Nah.
If you ain't used to getting money, that's another story.
Yeah.
Niggas going back and forth trying to tug a war me. I'm turned on by the drama, the love of the bore me.
Nah.
My heart pours out to those who suffer before me.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't broke, give a fuck what you call me. All I'm doing is living, how the fuck would you fault me? Bitches loving the nigga, these suckers are salty. Yeah, the difference is green. Plus they see you jumping in and out of different machines. 40 with the hollows or either the fifth with the beam. LOX, y'all niggas know we just a different regime. What?
Sunday to Sunday, I'm praying to make Monday. Came from the hood, but the nigga be on the runway. Headed to the money, you know the ticket is one way. I don't want a problem if I do. Gunplay. These the last days, roaches in the ashtray. High speed chases. Life in the fast lane, we late for wax, Cadillac with Gatlin, Devo kilos, fractions the faction. Rhythm hunter, I'm probably looking for action. Dancing Jackson, shit loaded in Franklin. I ain't got a gun and I bet you I sneak the shanking. 5-star general, lift you ass in the ranking. And now I'm 1B from a vegan. Give me your reason and point to who I'm leaving. I show these rap niggas a heathen. They don't know the half I laugh when I'm squeezing.
LOX. You already fucking know. If you don't, find out. Fucking cocksucker. One.
Brother O. Can you hear me clear, Brother O? My bad.
Indeed, indeed. And they heard me say, kiss my ass. You don't support Jesus. I want to please us. Now talk to me.
We got a caller number one, don't we, Brother O?
Yes, indeed.
Hello. Hello, Christine. Jesus. How are you? It's Ava Holly. How you doing, girl?
Honor, Ava. Ava, thank you for always calling in, baby. Honor to you, honey, with my big mouth. Girl, bye.
You know what? You are so interesting to listen to, though. Big mouth or not, we all got that. But you are so interesting, and I love your energy. And I just wanted to call in and support your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Ava, can you tell us when your next show is, please?
Yeah, it's coming up on the 25th, so we got a little time towards the end of the month, Wednesday the 25th. Join us for the casual chat, and thank you for letting me share that.
Honored to you. Thank you for calling in. Y'all, feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Speaking of stillness, hell, I'd be so raw. It'd be hard for a motherfucker to call in. You know what I'm saying? I'd be raw as fuck. I mean, that play a part with it, too. My message is so immaculate. The message is so not heard. You know what I'm saying? So it just be like that, man. Call in, man. To speak so powerful, you know what I'm saying? Even with one don't agree, it still hit they motherfucking ass. Shit, me. It affected them enough to disagree. You see that? So I still a winner, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit. Even people who don't agree, it was still enough to affect set they motherfucking thinking. To me, that's some legendary shit, period. So anyway, I use that for my energy to grow and be incredible down this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So the stillness, I was speaking about children from what I remember before Brother O played that track. Children, I'm going to say it again, before they leave their homes every day, you're already kicking them out, motherfucker, to go to somebody else. You just been brainwashed long enough to give your kids away. All that generational curse, that's a curse. Yeah, the fuck it is. That's why the schools is being torn inside out. This is why kids killing each other. This is why kids taking their own life, because parents don't want them. Period. And if you dare let some Jesus shit come out your mouth or anything called a God in some sky you can't see, please. Your Bible alone tell your ass what to do or what not to do. You motherfuckers only want to tap into this God and Jesus shit. Your ass is in trouble. That's a damn shame. Selfish. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. It's not the natural human heart. Period. We all done been comfortable with what's not for us. All of us as a world. Period. You were born into it and taught to not be of your true self. And if you get enough monkeys on the motherfucking fence to follow, here we are. That's a figure of speech for somebody to be like, did she just call us a monkey? It ain't what a motherfucker say to you. It's what you answer to, goddammit. See, that's a broken fucking people. We don't know ourselves. We know what man told you to do. Man told you to get rid of your fucking kids. Man told you to go to church. Man told you to stand in line and pick another nigga to run it. Country that's a fucking clone. Man told you don't do this, do that. Man tricked us, all of us. And you fucking know it. It's just that the denial. See, people don't want to go through what it takes to overcome. The fuck out of here. That's why people get mad at you, honey. Shit. Stillness, honey. Stillness. Before people get up and start their day, the whole world needs stillness. And I ain't talking about no praying. We know you got that figured the fuck out. No shit. Let me go a little bit deeper than prayer, my niggas. My people, the people, whatever. Stillness. A little bit more advanced than prayer, honey. You fuck around sitting stillness long enough, you ain't got to pray. Shit. You be the prayer answer. Fucking around. Shit. You be the prayer answer, motherfucker. With stillness, half the shit you pray for will go bye-bye because you become it. That's why some of these prayers don't work, because it ain't enough stillness, and the world is in shambles. I ain't saying it don't work. That's the science of a communication, depending on where you are from. Because, bitch, if you from Neptune, they ain't got a system with prayer. And I got beings in flesh from Neptune here. They ain't got no prayer system. Shit. Ask your God since you talk to it every day. Next track, bro.
One.
The headphones is on fire this time around, Styles. My blood pressure is real weak. Yo, last time I'ma tell these niggas, man, niggas can't fuck around, man. Jada, man, whoever, old nigga, new nigga, what? Yo, 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 who really the best rapper since Big ain't here? Y'all know the answer to that when Kiss ain't here. When you see me, don't ask me nothing about us, and don't definitely ask me nothing about fucking. You owe me one, I owe you two. I would've smacked you with the
burner, but I know you soon. And I ain't talking to him, I'm talking to you. Matter of fact, talking to y'all. Life is like walking the yard. Nigga stab you with a fork in the heart. And the sauce got motherfuckers thinking they hot. Like my dope, got fiends thinking they shot. When you thinking of the best, nigga think of the locks. I cut your fucking hand off if your pinky ring hot. Then come through your block in a sticky green drop. Hop out, let off 53 shots. Wouldn't care if I hit 53 cops. Giuliani might as well be murking niggas. Cause the time that he giving out is hurting niggas. And all these record labels jerking niggas. And you never was a thug, you's a working nigga. And you heard that shit right there, I started that. Don't make me put something up in your starter hat. No matter who you are or where you from, screw all of that, I'm not trying to hear that, son. Yo, who the fuck y'all want? And who the fuck y'all need? And who the fuck gon' bleed? All y'all haters, cause none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Jada. Who the fuck y'all want? And who the fuck y'all need? And who the fuck gon' bleed? All y'all haters, cause none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Jada. That clown nigga in the back of the whip that's gonna get the second half of the clip. Know what I'm saying? Or be the other nigga in the front of the whip, running his lips with a gun on his hip. Feel me, dog? Everybody walk the walk till they run in the kiss. Then they get stabbed or hung or stung with a fist. How you think your man hard when sun on my dick? Cause I could get his ass body crushed front of a brick. Got a chick named Superhead. She gives superhead. Just moved in the building, even gave a superhead. I cop big guns that spit super lead. So play super. Man, end up super dead. Call me Kiss or the kid from the lock. That'll twist your moms out and do a bit with your pop. We was in jail, you probably won't get no mail. And if you pumped on my block, you won't get no sales. And your CEO know you can't fuck with I make a million by June, I'm saying fuck July. And I beg you to try me while I'm holding the Tommy. I'ma have your body all over the lobby. I already helped y'all, I'm about to melt y'all. Tell the truth, dog, I ain't never felt y'all. This album, we gon' bubble like Self-Star. If it ain't double law, who the hell else is hard?
Yo, who the fuck y'all want?
And who the fuck y'all need? And who the fuck gon' bleed? All y'all haters, cause none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Jada. Who the fuck y'all want? And who the fuck y'all need? And who the fuck gon' bleed? All y'all haters, cause none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Jada.
Y'all know what time it is. Yeah, that's my girl Christine. Call in, y'all. Call in to the girl, man. You know what I'm saying? Compton.
Compton. Ah, brother. Oh, thanks for that check. I know, right? That track. Yeah, call in. Y'all talking about stillness. Don't nobody got no testimony or nothing to speak about stillness? Let me further know. Well, some people probably just don't want to get that maybe tired, but stillness, honey. Stillness, honey. Oh, caller number two. Ow! Caller number two in queue. Who's calling? Welcome to the Caesar Show.
Welcome to the Caesar Show. This is Brother Strength. How you doing, Christine?
Honor to you. Thank you. Honor. Thank you for calling.
I love this topic. I wanna thank you for being authentically you, right? And I totally agree with what you're saying about stillness and protecting our children. Because that's how we create mess, because we don't know how to slow it down and to feel and go inward. So I definitely vibe with what you're saying about the power of being in our children and being there and going inward. You are absolutely right. I think about some of the channel beings always saying that, you know, they don't understand us because we always want to follow somebody. You know, they often say, if we were in your shoes, we would be more about what it is that you want and less about what everybody else wants. We always have to follow religion or follow somebody, but we're back here to figure it out for ourselves, to follow ourselves and our pursuits. In other words, to live authentically. So I think that's what I heard you saying.
Yes, as I myself am growing into wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Shit, I still
that's
got
right.
some pettiness in me, but just growing.
We
you know
all
what I'm saying?
Have
on
that
narrow path.
Yeah, we all have that. But you are here, you are back here, Jesus, to express more of you. That's what you're back here for, and to show us all how to do the same. And that's how it works. You know, you're not back here to follow anybody else. You're back here to express you and bring what it is
Absolutely.
You're here to bring. So
Absolutely.
I enjoyed the show. This is a good show. Just want to give my support. And thank you.
Thank you. Hey, when's your next show?
My show is right before Eva. What's her name? She was just
Ava
on the 24th. Ava.
Okay.
So just my show's before okay. hers. I think the 24th. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I come
thank
before
you.
Before she comes. Yep. But thank you. Keep spitting that fire.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in. And for those who have an ear to hear, I lost my thought with what I was saying, but it's all, it'll come back to me as far as the stillness. I know I'm raw, but whatever. Those who hear with the ear inside the ear. The stillness. The children. The children have message in them. For the church family, the Christian family, the children have a message from God that has never been heard before. Because I said so. The children have messages from the heavens to those who are past the heavens from the cosmos that we have never bore witness to. Children are also going through changes right now, a lot of changes. Due to no stillness. The television is the worst shit that has ever happened in the history of fucking America. Period! The television is a disease to the fucking psyche, to the five senses, to the imagination, to the spirit. The television, let alone children getting kicked the fuck out 5 days a week. America alone has had no goddamn accountability for shit. I don't care if your kids got master's, bachelor's degrees, and love high school, except for those who can fulfill the calling installed within them. There are many people who have been able to go to school and operate from what they were born with of greatness. That's a handful of people. Huh? This is why half the people drop out of college. They parents, you know what I'm saying, from the program. I ain't say it was no right or wrong. I'm just sick. Man, I'm past right or wrong. Fuck out of here. That's a program too. Except for the righteousness you was born with in your heart. In your heart. You're born with that righteousness. Not what man say is right. The fuck out of here. Look at your country. Look at the world. This is from man speaking. So now our world is awakening. And stillness is one of the great, if not the greatest key to human self-mastery. Even within myself, oh, I don't play, nigga. I've been sitting still since a child. I blocked everybody out, even my own fucking father. I didn't want to hear shit. And that I did because I was like Michael Jackson. Mike was a man child, honey. And then when he turned 25, he became a child man within his childhood self. In the prophecy for the world to never bear witness to his flesh again. So that's why he looked the way he looked. But it's stillness, man. Stillness, yo. Stillness. Stillness. Even before your ass have sex, stillness. Because who you fucking anyway? That's how most of these children got here. I'm speaking in that section of all these fucking karmic children that don't listen, have nothing to do with the parents. These karmic-ass children coming into this motherfucker. Karmic-ass children. Angry. Huh. I hear mothers all the time saying, I don't know what's going on with my child. Yeah, the fuck you do. You don't think. You don't use your brain, woman. We don't understand what our children are going through because we don't fucking talk to them. Every day, every parent, what you call mommy and daddy, these motherfuckers, most of the parents are in the fucking way because of where their mind is. Every parent alone in America, man, should be communicating with their children, their mind, their imagination, their feelings. Children should be writing every day or every other day, expressing themselves. You should, parents should be asking children, what does your spirit say? Motherfuckers! Let me help you. I put this shit into the motherfucking grid, nigga. It's going to come to all of you around the world through the grid. Whoever ain't on this motherfucker. Huh? With your, I say, spiritual asses out here. All this God shit. Bullshit. Sometimes that shit is in the way. Every parent alone in North America, every day, I don't give a fuck if your child don't live in the house with you. Why is that? That's some shit to purge, the separation. We don't know how to stay with each other. Why? Most of it because we have no stillness. I'm not blaming nobody for shit, bitch. We're past that. The damage is done. How do we restore, resurrect, revive within the self? Don't answer me. Answer yourself. Why the fuck are you on here? Don't give me that kind of energy. Then pay me. You crazy? Again, every child around the world, especially in North America, every day, you should be interested in what the functioning of your children, the functioning. Your children should be studying the human body. Do you see all these motherfuckers collapsing with IVs in their goddamn bodies in North America? Motherfuckers. Your children aren't studying the entire fucking human body and you sit your ass on this goddamn app. You're talking about waking the fuck up, right? Every day you should be getting into the heart. Matter of fact, let me give you something more powerful. Every mother on the fucking planet can know every thought of the child. The father too. You got to be kidding me. You signed a contract to bring these motherfuckers into a flesh. You can play that God praying to God shit if you want to with me. You can play the Jesus shit if you want to. That nigga Jesus in the Bible, according to Christian people, he said he could come back with a sword to bring a blaze, motherfucker. I don't know why the world calling on that nigga. Spoke about it in Revelation, the separation. Five in one house, three against two, father against son. The father should be walking their sons through testosterone. Teenager years are the most critical times of the year. These kids getting kicked out of their house 5 days a week for you to do what? Skip your motherfucking life. This part of what's called the black woman, why the fuck she going out so hard? She don't take care of her goddamn shit. Huh? See, it's a message inside of us. I don't give a fuck what this world talk about. What religion, my nigga? There's a more powerful message inside of us than any religion on this surface. Stillness. You motherfuckers don't even sit at the table no more with your families. Huh? Every mother on the planet can read her child's mind, imagination. The mother got the power to look inside the child's body. You better go ahead and break them sick contracts, motherfucker. You forgot. Why do you think the world dealing with all this sick crap? You signed fucking contracts. You forgot. Murder contracts. Sick contracts. Yeah, all right, with your spiritual ass. Stillness. Stillness. Man wants sex so goddamn much because he ain't got no peace in his life. No stillness. Next track, brother. Oh.
witness to you. You don't know, huh? Take a look at this.
This shit gonna boost the crime rate.
Yo,
man.
Kiss, you ready?
I'm a G on these streets. The hammer gon' blow. The hood fuckin' with his butt. What else you need to know? I was gonna pull over. She was telling me to go. I ain't even wanna fuck her butt. What else you need to know? Got my niggas looking for you. Ain't no way that you can go. Got shooters in every hood. What else you need to know? Houses, cars, weed, a lot of dough. LOX nigga butt. What else you need to know? Pump played me the Benjamins. I thought it was whack. Wrote the first next day. I bought New York back. I was cool with that lock shit. No solo plans. That's why every song you heard was just my man. I miss J. Halo, John Blaze, a whole lot of dough. Out to Whitney on projects, what else you need to know? Mom's out from cancer, I felt like stopping. Still a couple rap niggas that I feel like popping. Wasted a lot of money on the shit that I bought. Back then, me and 50 were the Conan for. I they still spitting fires, killing them slow. Cause we loyal and y'all not, what else you need to know? I'm a tree on these streets, the hammer gon' blow. The hood fucking with his butt, what else you need to know? I was gonna pull over, she was telling me to go. I ain't even wanna fuck her butt, what else you need to know? If my niggas looking for you, ain't nowhere that you can go. Got shooters in every hood, what else you need to know? Houses, cars, weed, a lot of dough. LOX nigga, but what else you need to know?
Shit. Went and got kilos with that bad boy in Benz. Me and Zena was cool, but I stabbed some of his men. Trick, homies, almost clean my clock. Man. Them Detroit niggas crazy, but I love that
I love it.
Yeah, I came from the ghetto, so I like shit rough. So I sort of spazzed out and threw that shit at Pop. We had beef with the Rock, I was riding with the strap. Whole Sieg and the Free could've all got clapped. But they was doing the same, cause shit was like that. But these new niggas soft, they don't even fight back. But now I sell juice, but I used to sell blow. Shot niggas, stab niggas, but what else you need to know?
I'm a G on the streets, the hammer gon' blow. Your hood fucking with his butt, what else you need to know? I was gonna pull over, she was telling me to go. I ain't even wanna fuck her butt, what else you need to know? If my niggas looking for you, ain't no way that you can go. Got shooters in every hood, what else you need to know? Houses, cars, weed, a lot of dough. LOX nigga butt, what else you need to know?
Taking rap serious, I had that work. Wrote a few songs for Diddy, yeah, I got jerked. Just a young kid thinking that life ain't fair. But I was mad cool with Biggie, so I ain't care. We was still selling blow, we ain't like champagne. After that, we did the Let the Locks Go campaign. I could've went the wrong way, that would've made that bad. Rough Riders, Jimmy Iovine paid that tab. Freestyles, all the Clue tapes, we had that lock. Still hard for us to shine, X had that slot. Yeah, nigga, the streets love us, we still getting dope. Five kids, three baby mothers, what else you need?
I'm a G on the streets, the hammer gon' blow. The hood fuckin' with his butt, what else you need to know? I was gonna pull over, she was telling me to go. I ain't even wanna fuck her butt, what else you need to know? If my niggas looking for you, ain't no way that you can go. Got shooters in every hood, what else you need to know? Houses, cars, weed, a lot of dough. LOX nigga butt, what else you need to know?
Honor, brother. Oh, yo, caller number three. Who's calling? Hello.
Yo.
Welcome to the Cheesy Show.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Mom Dukes found about 4.5 ounces of coke, 2 .357s, and $20,000 wrapped in a rubber band under your Jordans. Was good.
You something else. What's up, hubby? I love you. Now, let me tell you something. I done caught on. When you come on and introduce yourself, you don't always say the same thing. I'll be paying attention now. I'll be paying attention. Yo, what's up, fam? What's good, baby?
What's up, baby? How you doing tonight, love?
about this stillness as I grow. As I grow too. You feel me?
Listen, I'm just coming up on here, you know what I'm saying, it's to do the Kaepernick, if you understand what I'm saying to you. I'm up here doing the Kaepernick because, you know what I'm saying, you know, a man standing in front of his woman, you know what I mean, got to do the Kaepernick, you understand? One knee.
Yes.
We taking the knee, damn it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is what I'm going to say, though, real quick. Because there's a couple things, you know what I mean? People got to understand the loss in the sauce here, where as simple as this, you know what I mean? No matter what you got to understand is you're being talked about. Whatever you read in your Bibles there, you're being talked about. You know, if that's what you read, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is if you know that's who you're being talked about, it's as simple as this. They say, yo, Clev One, listen, don't be like them cats around the corner, because them cats around the corner, they was doing these things and those things and these things and those things. And verily, their abode will be this place because of it. You don't want to go around there, Clev One. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the example of that. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. Whether it's the truth or not, you know what I mean? That's information that's good enough for me. You dig? You see what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is people don't like to follow instructions correctly. Where you'll go 10 years following instructions at a job. You'll go 10 years following instructions studying a subject, trying to get some paper, being a lawyer, being a doctor, or whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Grad students and all that kind of stuff like that. When you're reading book after book after book after book after book, you understand? You know what I mean? The whole thing about it is it's easy to comply with that, but how, why is it this? People skip over the instructions, you know what I mean? Whether you feel that that's a manual for yourself or not, it's definitely a manual for human beings. You know, in its pristine form, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's unfortunate that we have forms of this information tainted, you know what I mean? Edited, re-edited, after that, you know what I mean? Translated from this language to that language. But we also need to know that the language that they translate that shit out of were the enemy of my man there, you know what I'm saying? Was the enemy. Yeah. He was the enemy, you know what I mean? Where all these things make sense, right? You know what I'm saying? Who other than the enemy would like to take over, would like to take the microphone over? Who other than the enemy? Where you say this, they say, Clev One, damn, yo, you a killer out here, Clev One. You hate these kind of people. Why are you killing all these kind of people? You know what I'm saying? Because I hate them. All right, we're going to lock you up, though. All right, boom. So, boom, I get next to the wizard. Wizard tell me this. Yo, listen, man, you hate them that much? You want to send them to the fire? You ain't got to torch them on fire. You can send them to the fire like this. Make them read this shit. And they'll go straight to the fire. You dig what I'm saying? Where they make you think fire is water, water is fire. Fire is water, water is fire. So if you're fooled by the fire is water, water is fire, that's your damn problem. That's going to be your children's problem, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're not straight up and down, your kids will never be straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you don't condition your heart, then your kids' heart, no matter what you think they're supposed to be doing out here, getting A's and B's, if you're not an A and B motherfucker, then you need to try a little harder. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, right, like I said, we want our children to be better than us. So in order to do that, we got to go a little harder with the raising them. Not just doing the bare minimum. You mean where
right.
you just your body just
your
body.
Look, the mama always telling the child what to do, wanting to hit him, yelling and frustrated with the child, and this bitch is impatient. This bitch is procrastinating. She don't believe in herself. She's struggling with confidence and shit. Get the fuck out of here. This is just some backwards ass shit. This is why half the fucking country depressed now. That same shit.
Now,
hey, Keith,
I'm going to say this.
I got to come on. Hey, Clev. Hey, Clev, before you go there, you know, Clev hit and stuff on my toe tonight, and I love it because I got to come on. Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. A lot of times, when it comes down to my son, you know, in school, what have you, where he didn't give me what, you know, him needed to do, right? And, you know, mom and dad said, no, you're not going to get any type of present. No, you're not going to get any type of accolades. It's about performances and excellence. You know what I'm saying? And that has to be taught from kindergarten on. I know you're talking about, but it has to be taught from the essence. And, you know, a lot of people say, why are you so hard on your son? Because I want to be. Mind your fucking business. And now my son is doing great. You know what I mean? A chef knows how to time, you know, knows how to matriculate, knows how to use mathematics when it comes down to cooking. I love him. You know what I'm saying? And living in California, doing the same, man, him and my daughter-in-law, they have a plan. You know what I mean? Now, you know, he's here now at the restaurant school doing his thing. He has a plan to make sure he can take care of his family. You know what I mean? You know, marry the woman he loves, have children, you know, and have that basis. That's what it's all about, the basis. Don't get it fucked up. All you parents out there, you know what I'm saying, you cannot be an effective parent unless you are an effective adult. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're going to be on tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Clev.
Yo, yeah, that was heavy, yo. But like I'm saying, right, the whole thing about it is this. At the end of the day, we have expectations in these children. Whatever expectations in these children that we have to reflect on what it was that was going on when we were children. How much shit we wasn't listening to. How much shit was we wasn't listening to. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the whole thing about it is you gotta have some balance in these things where you gotta kind of it's kind of like this. You can't hide shit from them, and you know you can't just let them go all the way ape shit neither. You know what I'm saying? Where I give you an example. You know what I mean? All these little kids is becoming gay out here because people fell into the, you know, not allowing their children to know these things, hiding these things from the kids, hiding those things from the kids, where, you know what I mean, you got the women who need a man. She like men, and she try to keep herself up, you know what I mean? She's a candidate for a companion. The thing about it is she'll hide the man from her children. You know, based on the fact that in her mind she feels like she don't want to, you know, introduce a lot of men to her kids. Well, that right there is disqualifying yourself by default, meaning that that's right there placing your intentions that you just out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
If you feel like whoever you meet, they should be worthy enough to introduce to your children. If you hiding them, you know what I'm saying? Then that right there tell you something wrong with that. You know what I mean?
Yo, Clev.
You see what I'm saying?
Clev, that's my motherfucking word. Because
yo.
I did not deal with my father's best friend molesting me, and I did not deal with that and other traumas. Outside of that, I got a daughter, right? She's 23 now, but when she was like 18, bruh, I recognize. And a big sister opened me up to this on the phone with her. Bruh, I did not deal with my trauma. I did not face my mirror. I did not deal with my shadow self, bro. And I was afraid that was fucking trauma, and I can't do that. So what I'm about to say is I was on that same shit. I don't want no man in the house. Fuck out of here. You are not. That ain't love. That ain't your heart, man. You got a lot of layers going on, baby girl. You see what I'm saying to myself? And this is trauma. You got to break this. Break these contracts. You got to remove this darkness, baby. Because first of all, it ain't your reality today. That's a reality from another now in the past. You see what I'm saying? No. I said no. I rebuke this shit. I deliver myself from this way of motherfucking thinking, man. No. This girl is pure, honey. And just because me and her both was molested, you see what I'm saying? I gave my child away. I let her go with her father out of state at 4 years old. That ain't good. See, look at that shit. I did what my mother did. Give him a motherfucking challenge. You know what I'm saying? Same shit. And all of that. Not taking responsibility. You see what I'm saying? My child being touched at 4, me being touched the same way, that's the attack on the womb, but it comes from the lack of fucking stillness in the family, the lack of stillness in the mind, the lack of stillness in the home, the lack of stillness in the foundation, honey. I'm lit. God damn it.
Well, listen, I'm going to just stab out with right?
One more thing. And Clever, because I didn't at the time confront that darkness, my daughter didn't even want my son to put his hand on her shoulder. Because, see, the mother got to deliver the darkness out of the child, out of herself, out of the whole motherfucking bloodline. The mother had the anointing to deliver the entire family. Man, somebody.
No doubt. And all I got to say for that is you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is we gotta be like Batman. You know, when he fell in the well, you know what I'm saying, it was scared of bats. That's what turned the nigga into Batman, you understand? So the whole thing is we gotta face these traumas, face these situations head on, because running is running. You know what I mean? Running is running. So, but I'll be on the first, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Spitting darts out here. You feel me?
Ooh.
And I just want to let people know, you know what I'm saying? We got to face the music. You know what I mean? When it's your time to get on stage, you gotta perform. You know what I mean? But that's what I got. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia. Where your little sister baby father ain't called home last night because somebody got stabbed in jail and he locked down. Check your satellites.
Man, honor. And honor to my big sister. She's actually still here, LJ. The sister, oh my goodness, we just happened to be on the phone and it came out and my big sister confronted that and said, You can't do this. As in, you can't live in this house and ain't no man could come into the house. No, you got, see, we develop these, what's it called, defense mechanisms, guys, when we're not able to, at the time, you know, so we can only do what we know. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness, man. Yo, this shit just touched my, man, listen, I'm lit right now. I'm lit, brother. Oh, I'm so fucking lit right now, all from talking about stillness. Man, listen.
I believe in money, power, and respect. First you get the money, then you get the motherfucking power. After you get the fucking power, motherfuckers will respect you.
Hey, yo, my whole clique bout it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the whores run a crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV. I'm on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend. But I can set you up like Heisen and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums. I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, money counts better. Eating life, money counts better. Eating right, money counts better.
The clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Think you're deaf, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the shit that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you get shit gold, I can spit to get.
Money counts better,
Hotness, whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serve the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
He lied, yeah. But the count set, I'm eating lies.
The beat that I can freak, just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grill, hit em up, split em up, red em up. Watch em come, get em up, shut em up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Take no fucking game, you think I'm playing? Till you land, the way your junkyard, your can. Mom's at home praying, you're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And the hell is hot, boy, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pounds, baby. And let off up in the nigga. Especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get mine? Is it gone? Do you make it represent the one time?
He lied.
It's on.
Thank you for playing that classic. That's a classic, according to me, brother. Oh, Money Power. I think that'll forever be a classic, man. So thank you for playing. Yo, brother, oh, we got a caller in. Caller number four. Hello, welcome to the Jesus Show.
Caller, you're live on air. Okay. They might want to just, you know, listen. Back on ice. Go ahead and do your thing, Jesus. It is. You please us.
Press number one, y'all. Whoever calling in, press number one. Press number one. We looking for you. But nah, man, I was speaking in stillness today. I don't remember the last thing I said. That's okay. A lot of times when I speak, I like tap out of consciousness, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm speaking from eternal data within me, although I speak with cussing. So whatever, you know what I'm saying? Stillness. Oh, I said something very powerful. I was speaking about the stillness that relates to the woman having the anointing. Woman, man too, all these children on the planet. Woman with all this gods and Ashe and Orisha shit and all this shit you on. Well, let me remind you for stillness so that you can come into a deeper depth. There are things that you need to know more about your children, more about yourself, honey. And without stillness for any of us, we will not master that for the self. Brother, oh, she had to unmute herself. Caller number four said that she's there, if you see her, brother, oh.
All right, now let's get her back on here. Let's get it right now.
Hello.
Ooh, welcome to the Jesus Show. Hey, big sis, thanks for always calling in for the past 5 years. You there? LJ, I just heard her.
Say at the end of the day. Real talk, greetings to everybody, all to the higher self, finding the medium self, and having the courage to face one another. You know what I'm saying? We so quick to want to point the finger about what somebody else doing. But we got to remember we got a thumb and three fingers coming back at us. Huh?
Background noise.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, of course, you know, if you try to listen to you at Facebook,
as well as, of course, you know, the one and only Beverly Nation. So she exits that thing together. And, of course, she just keep talking. And when she gets that, you know, come off Facebook, we bring it back on.
Hey, Tamisha, much honor to my God sister out there. Yeah, LJ, we could hear my video in the background. It was echoing into the satellites and the connections and stuff. Thank you, Big Sis, for calling in. We wanted to get you back in. Big Sis. We just need you to turn off Facebook or mute it, if you will. Shall you be led in your heart. But thank you for calling in. She always called into the She's the Show over the past 5 years, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Just at the background noise, we talk about stillness. Honor to the dragon. Honor to the motherfucking dragon. Welcome to the She's the Show, man. Talking about stillness. As we grow. And I was speaking of stillness within the woman, because she is powerful enough to restore, revive, dispel the changes that the family is going through, the changes that her young teenager and even adult children are facing, spiritual warfare. For we fight not against the flesh, but yet against principalities, if you will, and that is very true, for one to receive on their own. The stillness of a woman and a man can remove disease in the body. The stillness of a woman and a man can remove the imbalance in the body, the degeneration in the body. The stillness of a mother can remove, depending on how she wired, disease out of somebody else's body. Stillness, honey. Stillness can bring us into a peace of mind. Like, even in my, like, I'm in a situation right now, you know what I'm saying, that I've never been through before, just like everybody else, and it rocked me to the core. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of worry was like, hey. The spirit of panic was like, yeah, let me hug you. And it's like, and I actually had to remind myself about stillness, and I sit still every motherfucking day. Yet, I'm still in flesh, I'm still growing, and I'm still learning how to confront what I need to confront with a state of peace, honey, a state of peace. Stillness will help us with the most greatest difficult challenges. Brother O, is that caller still on, Brother O?
Okay, we'll try to, you know, get that caller back on, and we'll see what's going on now, if she's clear. Caller?
Okay. Hey, Big Sis, welcome back. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. What's up? Greetings. You know, you be spitting that fire. You be coming with that truth. And a lot of people, one thing I've found about truth in life is that truth is art. It does not die, and it does not change. It is what it is. We as these different entities and divinities that come with us, mm-hmm. we got to be willing to do the work. And sometimes that shit ain't easy, yo. I ain't finna tell nobody that shit just easy. Like, oh, I woke up and seen angels and my life was peachy keen. No, fuck that. The truth of this thing is, if I can't be real with me, I'll never be real with you. I never be real with my children. People be walking around here worried about skeletons coming up out their ass, and it's a whole cemetery in that motherfucker. You got to deal with things on a micro level so that you can then see the whole. If you go in trying to attack the whole, you're going to devour oneself. You ain't got to worry about no boogeymans and no evil and all this old weirdo-ass shit. All that shit you anyway. You be attacking yourself because you don't know yourself.
Mm.
I go and I find out about myself. People say, stay in your higher self. I know her. I'm trying to learn the muck, the shit in the miry clay, the stuff I don't like, the stuff I don't want to know is a part of me, the stuff that I'm scared of, lightweight. Because, see, when I understand that, I can understand the whole of me. And then I can appreciate my higher self when I need to self-check my lower self. in everything. And the better I am with me, I can teach my children how to be good with me so that they can teach me how to be good with them. And then we could be good with y'all, and it's all good. But when you hiding from self and you don't want to face yourself about what you going through, growing through, dealing with, shit have come out of left field and bop your ass upside the head, but you thought you had it together. You thought because you was wearing them crystals and you was rubbing that oil and working them rituals that that shit wasn't going to come from the Lord self and say, remember me? Oh, you know now who I am because you ain't had no stillness. You ain't had no stillness. You forever running. So you done caught yourself. Peekaboo, motherfucker. Here I go. Here I go. Now you ain't ready to deal with me because you never sat still long enough to know that I was sitting in the cut and I was watching the higher you. And I forgot to let you know that I was here too. And you got to deal with me. I'm going to fuck all that higher shit up. And I'm going to bring you down to my level. And I'm going to make you have to deal with your fears. And I'm going to confront you with the shit that I did to not only you, but your grandmother and your mother and you. Because ain't none of y'all had the courage to face me. And I was right here all the time. But you never got still enough to recognize me because you was too busy looking at everybody else. This is why we not healing. This is why we not revealing ourselves to ourselves. Fuck me trying to let Jesus know who the fuck I am. Do I know me? Do I know that I can be some evil, morbid, atrocious shit? Do I know that about me? I'm going to tell you about you. I don't know shit about me. Make it make sense. Get still you can reveal yourself to you, and then you can help everybody else on that stillness.
One of the sisters in Threads, Fertility Goddess, she said in Instagram, she said, we're too comfortable with excuses instead of elevating by making the necessary adjustments. Now, yo, big sis, you know daddy. I tell you how daddy used to, my father said from the ages of like 18 to about 34, Chris, you got more excuses than a hookah in church. That's what helped me to elevate. My father took responsibility of what he and I strayed away from, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to share that with you guys. The excuses. Mm-hmm. Powerful. It's powerful. Powerful, 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 powerful. Man, thank you, Big Sis, for calling in. We getting ready to wrap up this show. Brother O, let's go.
Money do. I'ma need that G pickup truck colored honeydew. Cantaloupe color the interior. Whoever acts superior will pop him with a 22. Had a car and a condo with 22. Birds holding birds coming up round 22. Ain't a cup of liquor but no, he's 100 proof. Cut the legs off of niggas saying they run with you. I'm the pothead, the cool homie to vibe with. Violate, you ought to bring a homie to die with. I blow an eight, think of states that I could buy in. Cop in the state, think of weights that I could fly in. Can you hear me now? Like Verizon, King of New York, bang your head right on the hydrant. Pops always told me to think out the box. So when you think about the best, now think of the lot. Hey,
yeah. Half a mil on the neck, got him big mad. You see me taking this shit, you get back. Little 200, got the cool for a red. Real locked up in the best shot dead, that's back. 30 plus clips in that stack. I aim for the body, but I hit all that ass. Same bill, shooting out your cut in there. One hand, no win.
Leaning on a toy like like a b-boy. Park the whip, make my son come downstairs and watch Bruce Leroy. Last track, pants sagging, it's Don Don's here. I'm out for the season and I ain't have Achilles tear. I'm Emirates Air, Shakira got the window seat. I like something and go dumb on a large pro beat. Who fucking with us? I only use a fifth of my brain. And I'm still better than them niggas trying to be Wayne. I move that like a blind man. I'm caked out without a million plus sound scan. My skin looking like I found a U fountain. It jumped in, it got the red Louis duffel with the pump in it. White rave space, you could put clump in it. Passing the graveyard, I can see Trump in it. Mama always told me to think of the box. So when you think about the best, no, think of the lot.
Hey, yo, has a man on the neck, got him big mad. You see, we taking this shit, you get shot back. Little 200, got the cool for a red. Real locked up in the best, all dead, that's fact. 30 plus clips in that fat. I aim for the body, but I hit all the
through them blocks and them foreigns like baby chariots. Had to run it up for these niggas, won't take me serious. Real life street shit, know how I carry it. She can't sit on this leather interior on a period. About to get the coupe with the gun slot in the rear of it. The 2022 like I forgot what year it is. Wanted it, I went and got it, now I'm sharing it. From tossing money bags in the closet, I built a pyramid. Took my respect, living off experience. Stories about my hood got me living all luxurious. Racks on racks, stacked right in the closet. Need another stash house, I might get one in Yonkers. I did it. Look how I benefited from them losses. Paying back, connecting, paying all them lawyers. Got work if you can't afford you a verse. Still make my ride with the joint and the purse.
Hey, yo, pass a man on the neck, got him big mad. You see, we taking this shit, you get shot back. Little 200, got the coupon red. Real locked up in the best, all dead, that's facts. 30 plus clips in that sack. I aim for the body, but I hit all the
money, so you know I want more. I'm live at the barbecue looking at the front door. Got the glow like I just came home from offshore. Got the plain Jane AB on offshore. Skybox doing what a owner would do. Couple hundred mil over a Corona or two. Every day I face off with a zone of the glue. It's been the old paper up and Patron of the new. First we gon' beat the odds, then we even it up. No ice on rabbit ears, leaving them stuck. Ask me, they was better off leaving them tucked. There's four pipes on everything, even the truck. In the foreign, listening to Lauren. The joint about Zion, these niggas lying. Put hands on them and the sneak this and the stop. So when you thinking of the best, niggas thinking of lock.
Hey, yo, pass a man on the neck, got him big mad. You see, we taking this shit, you get shot back. Little 200, got the coupon red. Real locked up in the best, all dead, that's fact. 30 plus clips in that sack. I aim for the body, but I hit all that.
I had fun tonight, man, doing this show, man. The Lock, Yonkers, New York, you know what I'm saying? Chic, South P, Jada. Enough said. And, of course, the wonderful and outstanding nominee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame of last year, the class of 2022. Got something for you all around the world. Congratulations to Christine Powell on her 50th. That's right, to another level. The WBNN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in Championship Realm in Excelsior. You better believe it. Congratulations to our girl, Christine, tonight. Wonderful, outstanding thesis. Because if you don't understand, then you don't get it, and that's your fault. And we move on. Tomorrow night, we bring on a legend. And we're so glad to have her back. Sister Bessie the Truth will be live and direct right here. Studio A right here in Lagos, Nigeria. The name of the show, Cannot Wait. The world cannot wait because you're going to get taught tomorrow night about the bull that goes around the world. The Front Porch, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Devlin Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to and goes to time multimedia. Send us Google, Instagram, and X. All those other Malay goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Olay, day, lay. That goes with my and gmail.com. I am
your mother and father's favorite producer, and your DJ Excelsior around the world, Honeybee. But most importantly, Dr. Nkosi Olagalimaleva. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, Powo.
Oh, brother, oh, congratulations to me, my 50th. Oh, shit. Oh, don't blame it on the motherfucking boogie, goddammit. Oh, shit. Yo, I'm mad hype. And I was mad tired. I'm glad I ain't canceled. I pushed through because, brother, oh, don't be missing no days. The other speakers pressed through. Some of the other speakers, they be saying they don't even feel as good. And they still do their show. Even if they don't sound like they're all the way at their best, they still get on here and do their show. And so I can do mine, too. We're all tired. That's not good enough. You know what I'm saying? So I amplified my own self and my soulmates on Instagram and Facebook really helped with that tonight. They could have been doing anything in the world. And even the people listening, thank you to all the people who call in. Brother O, let's take it home, baby. I love us. Thank you.